pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Most loving God, we know you desire to heal us through your almighty power. As we study the miraculous works in the Sacred Scriptures, help us to be mindful of the miracles you accomplish in our lives every day. We give you thanks and praise for all the ways you heal our hurts, show us your love, and journey with us in our lives. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is lesson two. It's entitled, Let's Go Fishing. There are two scripture verses, and so I'm going to just read them and share with you my thoughts in praying with this scripture. The first is the call of Simon as Simon the fisherman, Luke 5, 1 through 11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so that they were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. While praying with this scripture, I put myself in Peter's shoes. So imagine pulling an all-nighter at work, or remember when we stayed up all night studying for the test at school or something like that, writing a 30-page term paper in a night. In Peter's case, this makes sense. The fun fact, which I put in the lesson, is that the Sea of Galilee is a rather warm and tropical lake. So the fish spend their days in the deep and their nights near the surface. Fishing with nets at night would yield more fish. So it's been a long night and the men are packing up. Along comes Jesus and he doesn't ask to use Peter's boat. He just gets in. He does ask Peter to put out a ways. I can imagine a little grumble from Peter. "I'm tired. I just want to go home. I have to figure out how to feed my family today without fish. I would have liked to know what Jesus preached in the boat, but we're not privy to that information." What we do get is Jesus saying, "All right, Peter, go deep and lower your nets." I totally get what Peter says next. "I don't like it, but I'll do it." And his obedience brings in the abundant catch. That's the thing that strikes me the most about this scripture. How many times have I said to God, "Lord, I'm tired. I've been at it for a while now, and I got nothing." Then the Lord says, "Just do this one last thing for me, and you'll see the fruit of your labor." Obedience to do what you're called to do is hard. Jesus was obedient to his Father in taking up the cross and dying for our sins. Jesus had preached for 3 years. He was tired. And he even asked if the cup could pass. But he was obedient to his call, and that obedience gave us all salvation. Moving on to John, we have the resurrection story. Peter is so endearing, and I so understand his predicament, but I'm going to read the scriptures so we can have a memory of it. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And they answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out onto the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had to say to him a third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he said this, he said to him, "Follow me." I love Peter's statement, "I'm going fishing." I can imagine how distraught he was with Jesus' crucifixion, and there had to be some kind of roller coaster ride of emotions with seeing the risen Jesus. What do any of us do when we're distraught, confused, worried, wondering about the next step? We do what we know. In Peter's case, it's fishing. And notice the others followed him. It's as if they were waiting for Peter to lead them. Peter probably perceived this and didn't have any answers, so he just said, "I'm going fishing." Peter seemed to be the leader, but at this point, he was a leader without a plan. I can also imagine what he thought when some guy on the shore said, "Hey, caught anything? Try the other side of the boat." One reaction I would have is, "Are you kidding? I know how to fish." But I would think that Peter is a bit downtrodden and might have said to himself, "Why not? What I'm doing now isn't working." I can only imagine the transformation in his heart when he is pulling in the catch, and this had to have sparked the memory of 3 years ago when he first met Jesus. Maybe he'd been thinking that if it was Jesus, but didn't want to say it out loud. Maybe he knew it was Jesus, but it wasn't until John's proclamation that caused him to jump out of the boat. The utter joy of being reunited again on the shores of the sea. How wonderful. Then Jesus pulls Peter aside and gives him the opportunity to recommit his life to the Lord. Peter, who Jesus identifies as the leader, is now given the plan. Follow me, do what I did, and take care of my flock. So using Peter as my example, this lesson reminds me to be obedient and follow God's plan. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for the miracles in our lives, the small ones and the big ones. And we thank you, Lord, for picking Peter to be an example of what it means to be obedient to your call. We ask you, Lord, to be with us in each of the moment of our day so that we can follow you, know the plan, and be obedient to it. And we pray all this in your holy name. Amen.